Hi, this is Yuta Kuhn reporting on Inside Sun City Center. In the studio with me today is Debbie Kanin, who is the president, South Shore Coalition for Mental Health and Aging. Welcome, Debbie. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
In reading information you supplied to me, you have signed an agreement with USF Baird Alzheimer's Institute. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Well, the coalition has found that we've had many people calling our resource line asking for assistance with memory screenings. And so our business agreement with the Institute allows us to provide community-based memory screenings and then provide the results to the Baird Institute for them to keep record of and maintain that record for future use.
And what do they actually do with those records? I mean, what do those records prove, or what do they do with those records?
Okay, so the important thing is that if you or I today were to go and get a memory screening, I would assume that we would both score well. That score... that score would then go to the Baird Institute via an electronic tablet. The coalition does not maintain any records at all. So that score goes to the Baird. They maintain that record. And then a year from now, we would want to do another memory screening, and a year from then again. And so each year, just like a mammogram or anything else, if you get that baseline score and monitor it, should you begin to show a decline, you could possibly be helped through maybe you have a lack in B12 or something like that. But it will trigger us to then say, okay, it's time to go see the doctor and see what's going on and hopefully get you some help before your memory declines further.
So it's an ongoing thing, and it's like a follow-up.
It is. It
okay,
is.
That
it's,
sounds
you know,
awesome.
Breasts and brains. Let's get these things checked.
Right. Exactly. What is the screening process for someone suspected of having Alzheimer's? And do screeners have a special training?
The screeners, I'll answer the first one, or as far as the screening training. Our screeners are trained by the USF Baird Institute. The Institute created several educational videos. So should you, as an example, say, okay, Debbie, I want to become a screener, I would then send you 3 YouTube links. You could sit at home, watch those links, become educated on what is needed to become a screener. We would give you a workbook. You would have some sample tests to do with your friends. You get 5 tests to try it out. Once you've done that and you're comfortable, we ask that you take one trip to the Baird Institute, where you would have a tour of the Baird, meet with one of their directors who would do a little bit of role playing with you to make sure that you understand how to administer the testing. And then from there, you would come back here to South Shore, where we're doing the screenings in 5 different locations.
Would you name those, please?
I can. You betcha. We're screening, and I wrote them down so I wouldn't forget. Sun Towers, of course, where
of
I
course.
Work. Kings Point, the United Methodist Church, the Courtyards, and Valencia Lakes.
And exactly where in Kings Point would that take place?
We are doing them in the 2020 building. And so you, as a screener, would attend one of these screenings where you would see how the screenings are administered with a partner. And then once you felt comfortable and said, okay, I think I could do it, you would do it with someone, one of our certified trainers or certified screeners with you. And once you completed it and were comfortable, you would be signed off and start screening.
Okay. And the other question I have for you, do people that need to be screened, do they need an appointment? At what number would they call to get that appointment?
They do. We have a limited number of screeners, but we do bring our screeners in based on the number of appointments that we have.
Okay, so, that's interesting.
So if you needed an appointment, you can call, set it at whatever location is convenient to you. The number to call is our coalition office, and that is 813, of course, and it's 419-4902. Our administrator who schedules will give you a call back within 48 to 72 hours and get you on the schedule, and then we'll take care of it.
And so if I wanted to have my screening at a certain place in Sun City Center, I could just say that's where I want my screening to take place. Is that correct?
Oh, sure. Even if you live at Kings Point and you say, you know what, I think I just want to go to the United Methodist Church, we'll make that happen. Not a problem
okay.
at all.
Okay, and I'd have to get there on my own, or do you provide transportation?
You would have to get there on your own.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, I understand that you publish an annual resource guide for South Shore. Please explain what services are listed in this publication.
Oh, thank you for asking. We have done our second resource guide to date, and we publish every October. It has over 300 nonprofit organizations here in our area to provide services if you are in need. The centerfold of the magazine has a large number of support groups that can help just about every need. And if you have a need that's not listed, call us. We'll reach out and create a group for you. There are 22 categories that are covered in the magazine, from animal services all the way to veterans services.
And who publishes that?
It's published by the Coalition. We work in tandem with the Tampa Bay Times. So we provide the content, they provide the catalog, and we print 30,000 a year and pass them out to the community. And if you need any, I have them at Sun Towers.
Oh, well, that was going to be my next question.
Okay.
Where could somebody get that?
Yeah, they're at the library, Sun Towers. We've delivered the information office at the CA.
The information
has
center?
Them.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, and as my last question, is the number that you gave me, is that the only number? Is that a totally centralized number that people should call to get an appointment to be screened?
That 419-4902, that is the number for screening. And one other thing I would be remiss if I didn't mention, as far as the resource guide, if you don't have one in hand, you can go on the Coalition's website, and under the resources tab, there's a link with a picture of the guide right there, so you can get it sitting at home without even having the book.
How about giving us the address for the website in that case?
That would be important. It's mental health and aging.org.
That's nice and simple. Sounds good. Would you like to add anything else?
The Coalition is just on a mission to help folks in the South Shore community, and I really encourage everyone, if you've not had a memory screening, no matter how old you are, get one as soon as you can,
well,
just so you've got that
you
baseline.
Too,
that's
fact, you know,
that's right.
Think of it.
That's
okay,
right.
And is there any charge for this? For any of this?
No, it's totally free.
Totally free. And that is another thing that's really awesome. I don't know if people understand or realize how awesome this community is and how many free services they provide to their residents.
One more thing to mention really quick before we part is an important point. If you have a memory screening today and you score a perfect score of 30, and next year you have a decline and score, say, a 26, well, now you've got documentation to qualify for a clinical trial. And the Bird Institute is going to be in the back parking lot at Sun Towers every month for 2 weeks to provide clinical trials, so that way you don't have to travel to USF. So by all means, get that memory screening today.
Very good. Thank you very much for all that additional information. Thank you again for being here.